MTD Radio News, I'm Blake Ovard. New Mexico's Outdoor Equity Fund program will open its final fiscal year 2026 application window January 1st through the 31st, with $1.9 million in grants available. Since 2020, New Mexico's Outdoor Recreation Division has gotten more than 106,000 young people from 23 different counties outdoors for education and career training through OEF grants. The program is the first state-funded initiative in the nation focused on youth outdoor access, and interest in the program has surged since 2024, with the number of applicants jumping 46% and grant requests totaling about $4.9 million, more than double the available funding. Due to the competitive nature of the grants, applicants are required to register for an informational webinar to ensure the highest quality proposals. The webinars will take place 3 to 4 p.m. on December 17th and 5:30 to 6:30 p.m. on January 6th. Visit nmoutside.com to register and find more information on the grant program. And a team of researchers has identified an ice age relative to the muskox from fossils uncovered in Carlsbad Caverns National Park. The new species, named Spelotherium lagani, was identified in a paper by New Mexico Museum of Natural History and Science. The fossils were stored in the collections of the Smithsonian's National Museum of Natural History for more than four decades.
Ice age animals from the last 10 to 20,000 years are very well known and have been for the last literally 200 years. To find something that's a large mammal, and this thing weighed at least 500 pounds, a mammal that had never been discovered before, is just almost unheard of.
Said New Mexico Museum of Natural History and Science paleontology curator Gary Morgan. The research team began to study the fossils in 2023 and realized that they belong to a new species, a previously unknown relative of the muskox. Analyzing bones from the muskox cave collection allowed the researchers to identify the bones for this new species from four other fossil sites, including Ubar Cave in the Boot Hill region of southwestern New Mexico, two caves in Mexico, and one cave in Belize. And that's the way it is. I'm Blake Ovard. This is MTD Radio News.